Phase 3 is supposed to look further at some safety issues and then to see whether it's very effective. And it's the phase you go through before you present your data to regulatory authorities for its licensing. So with phase 3, you are at, almost at the door of licensure. Running these trials has helped a lot in creating the infrastructure to do further work in vaccine research. As you know, in the past, we didn't do much of this in Africa, but now we have built the capacity and our scientists are doing marvelous work. And with, together with the communities, I think we are doing quite well because we've had the support of the communities which are helping us develop these vaccines. And I think it's a good sign of things that will come.
How long will the trial go on before it reaches its final stage where it can be provided to the general public?
We started phase 3 last year, somewhere in May, and it's supposed to go on for 4 years. So we've done the first year, and hopefully by 2012, we should have enough data to present to the regulatory authorities.
And where exactly are you conducting these trials?
These trials are being conducted in 7 African countries. There are 11 sites in the 7 African countries. In fact, in Ghana, there are 2 sites. But then the other sites are in Gabon, in Kenya, and Burkina Faso, Malawi, Mozambique, and Tanzania.
The RTSS is a vaccine, so that implies it will be administered once and hopefully it will build an immune system against malaria. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct, but it's not once. With some of the vaccines, you have to give it a few more times, and we're planning to give it with the normal expanded program of immunization, EPI, with the other vaccines that are currently being given. So it will be given 3 times.
3 times over what period of time?
3 doses. Let's assume the first one is time 0, then 4 months interval. Sorry, 4 weeks. 0, 4 weeks, then 8 weeks.
Now, once the trial stage is completed in 4 years and the vaccine is made available, how affordable is it going to be for the average person?
We're hoping that at the end of the period, donors and some of our collaborators have pledged that there will be no barrier to access. So we are hoping that at the end of the day, when we've done all the work, it will be made very affordable. I can't tell you the price now, but it will be affordable and available and to those who need it most, the children in Africa.
And who is going to be responsible for the distribution to all the different countries that are affected by malaria?
We're going to involve the WHO, whose main function is to distribute vaccines, but the partners and the funders will be dealing with WHO in this regard.